You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the Big Suey, presented by DraftKings. Why are you listening to this show?
The podcast that seems very similar to the other Dan Le Batard podcast.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to apologize for that.
In fact, the only difference seems to be this imaging.
I have been tempted in restaurants just walking past tables to grab somebody's fries that if they're just there. That hasn't happened to you guys?
I've done it.
And now, here's the marching man to nowhere, Fat Face, and the habitual liar.
How were the Stones?
Mick was good.
How were the rest of the Stones?
You know.
The Stones?
They have their audio on their guitars jacked way up so you can hear the contributions. They just fuck around. Like, occasionally, like, Keith will strum a note. But the...
What do you mean occasionally he'll strum a note?
The backing band does all the heavy lifting. Ronnie and Keith, they just fuck around. Hit an occasional riff.
Are you saying that Keith Richards he's just up there strumming notes every now and then?
Yeah.
There's an actual guitarist who's not Keith Richards is doing all the work?
Yeah, the backing band. They do all the heavy lifting. They're older, man. They can't.
Is that common, though, a backing band?
Yeah, it is. The bigger bands get, you'll see as they continue to tour more, they'll start adding pieces to their band.
Right.
How is the new drummer? Isn't there, because their drummer passed away, didn't he?
Yeah, new drummer is fine. Yeah. It's... Part of me wanted to see them because I don't know if I've never seen them before. And as
you'll have chances again, I promise you.
You think so?
Yes.
I said that about Tom Petty a few years ago and I never got to see Tom Petty.
I went out of my way to make sure that I saw Tom Petty on several of that tour stops.
Right.
I'm glad I did because he ended up passing. With the Rolling Stones, it could end at any moment for them.
It could.
People have been saying that since 2006, though.
Yeah.
Right.
But are they dubbing this? Are they promoting it as their final tour?
No.
Okay. What was that look, Smitty? Because it's never their final tour, right?
No.
No, they're going to be doing it as long as they can, but I don't... How much longer can they possibly do it? Well, Mick Jagger's almost 80.
Right. I mean, I want to go to the Stones and know that I'm seeing Keith Richards do more than just, you know, strum the guitar every now and then.
I mean, that's what he did at his apex, but they rely on him a lot less. And, you know, he'll throw out an occasional solo that's not very good. And
right.
you're going there to see Keith. It's enough.
Do you respect the solo or do you laugh at the solo?
It's just funny because they jack their guitar feeds way up on the pot. So you can hear exactly what their contributions are to songs. And some of it's not very good, but I will say Mick is awesome. He sounds great. He's a showman. To be doing that at 78 years old, I highly recommend seeing them. But part of why I'm a big Stones fan.
I know you are.
And I had never seen them before, so they were a bucket list item. But also part of it is the reality is these guys are older now, and you don't know exactly how many chances you'll have to see them. So that's why I jumped at the chance. Oh, they're coming to Florida. I'll do that. I'll fly up to Tampa. And unfortunately for me, they announced a show at the Hard Rock Live next month that I probably would have done in retrospect. But always good going to Burns Steakhouse in Tampa.
Ooh.
Tampa's not one of my favorite cities, but Burns Steakhouse is
one of my favorite
restaurants.
What side did you go with there?
I went with the mushrooms, which I never had before, and the white truffle mac, very rich.
He's sautéed mushrooms, of course.
Yeah. You fantastic. Big Burns guy, Sue?
I like Burns. I've been there once.
Yeah, I've been there once.
Once only?
That's it, yeah.
And I've been there.
It's a vibe. You walk in there, it's like, this is...
Kind of like the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah. What side do you go with?
Love the Haunted Mansion. Such a good vibe.
I believe some mashed potatoes. My wife's always, she likes the mashed potatoes with her.
You're talking steakhouses in general, the sides you go with, right?
Something al gratin.
It's got to be one potato.
You got to get some type of potato and some type of vegetable.
Peter would hate
cream
me.
Spinach.
I love steakhouses.
Spinach and like a fries.
Oh, I love steakhouses.
They are mashy. Yeah. It's like, twice baked.
It's honestly, I go for like mental health wellness. It's zen. Going to a steakhouse once a month and just dining on a proper steak dinner.
Yes.
I do that often by myself.
What kind of steak do you get?
I'm a ribeye guy.
Nice cab.
Oh, nice.
Big bowl cab.
Mm.
If they have French onion soup, got to do that.
Oh, the French onion.
Yeah.
Clams Casino.
Not a Clams Casino.
The Palm has the best Clams Casino, big Clams Casino I've ever had.
I don't have an opinion on Clams Casino.
All right.
What about an Oysters Rockefeller?
I don't like oysters.
Oh.
Mm. But you like clams.
The stuffing in the clam helps.
But there's stuffing in the Oysters Rockefeller.
I don't think I like it. Too fishy.
You don't think you like it? You haven't tried it.
When I have baked clams, it needs to be heavy on the stuffing. The bacon helps, which is why I get Clams Casino. Anything to absorb the taste of the actual clam itself. So I like stuffing with bacon. Yeah,
you like stuffing and bacon.
With a hint of clam.
Okay.
Okay. And some lemon.
I think you'd like Oysters Rockefeller.
Yeah, you would.
I'll try it.
All right, I'll make you some.
I'd be willing to try it. I'd say make yours.
Some, yeah.
I'll make you some Oysters Rockefeller.
Bring oysters to work day.
At 7 a.m. Yeah. So I have to prepare them the night before.
There's nothing like 8 a.m. Oysters Rockefeller.
What are these steak sides, though? Cream, if you can only have two steak sides, it is cream spinach is one.
No.
It's not?
I like cream spinach, and I would believe that I'd probably align myself with that take more than you'd believe, but it's a losing hand against the masses.
Mm. Baked potato, B&S.
No.
What's a B&S?
Butter and sour cream.
No.
Oh.
You gotta get
I thought you didn't like sour cream, Cody.
You got to go hash brown potatoes or the Lyonnaise potatoes. Those are the best. Or potatoes au gratin. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I go with gratin.
Do you?
If it's my favorite type of potato, that's not a french fry. I love french fries.
I love steak fries.
Can't get enough.
Thick steak fries. Yeah. Wide surface area.
Love it. Love fries. But no, I'm a big steakhouse guy. I like to go to all the big ones.
Did you do the porterhouse ever?
I've done it.
Porterhouse for two, sliced. Here's what I love about the porterhouse.
If they recommend that,
right.
I always ask, what cut are you known for here?
Right.
And they'll give me an argument, and then I'll balance that with my habit of going cowboy ribeye. And if they have a glowing, if they have a glowing menu item that they feel really strongly about it, I'll be like, okay, I'll do what you guys do best.
What I love about porterhouse is you get New York strip on one side, filet mignon on the other side. It's fantastic. Yeah. And it's always sliced.
How do you feel about the tomahawk?
And then you gnaw at that bone. I don't like the tomahawk.
Really? Tomahawk Tuesdays?
Yeah.
At Fleming's? Love that.
I just like the filet. I don't like the fatty stuff. I know.
Yeah,
I know
get out of here. Filet. Plain Jane.
Yeah, you guys like just eating a piece of fat?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, it's the best part.
If I do get those type of steaks, I end up having so much left over that I'm not eating.
I search for it. Are you kidding me? Yeah,
my uncle's like that.
What do you do when you're at a restaurant and you're chewing like a little piece of like gristle or fat, but you can't swallow it because like it's too tough?
Grab the table side drink napkin, give a little...
can you do that noise again?
And then you put it in a little ball and you slide it up under one of the side tables. Side plates.
Let's hear that sound again. What do you do?
You take your little cocktail napkin and just put it up to the mouth real quick. It's got to be quick. And then you ball it up to as small as possible. And then you slide it underneath the little like side plate. Just slide it in there. No one notices.
But what if you're talking to someone and they have like great eye contact and you can't?
Well, you have to wait at that
point. And they can see that you're chewing because you're like looking at your mouth.
You store it away.
You need to break. You need to break that eye contact as fast as possible. Yeah.
You don't run into that at a good steak place.
No?
No, at a good steak place, when you're biting into the gristle and the fatty parts, they go down easy. Mm.
They melt.
If it's worth a damn.
Yeah.
If you're at a chain restaurant that prides itself on a steak, you'll probably find yourself chewing on a...
Not every steakhouse, though. You can't always go to a good steakhouse. Sometimes you got to go to an okay steakhouse.
Yeah, depends on where in the country you are. Some places
that's true.
Only have the okay places.
What
some
are the places okay only have the
not naming names. Not naming names with chain restaurants.
Rhymes with Smoutback. Okay.
We'll do it. I was in Macon, Georgia, and they didn't really have a go-to steakhouse there, so I went to the Outback.
Yeah,
I love the Outback.
I used to live next to a
Outback. The bread is fantastic. The cheese fries are fantastic.
I used to live next to an Outback isn't exactly endorsing their quality as a restaurant.
So I was walking distance. What I was trying to get at was I live next to an Outback, so I would walk over to the Outback occasionally and have a nice old Monday
Billy, he loved
dinner.
The Outback so much, he was willing to make it his neighbor. I mean, that's he wanted to be in walking distance.
their French onion soup is good.
It is good.
Yeah,
they really have great apps there. The cheese fries are underrated. Everyone always talks about coconut shrimp versus the Bloomin' Onion, but the cheese fries are where it's at. The bread that they give you.
I think the bread is some of the most underrated bread in America.
I feel like because everybody loves the bread so much that it's a little overrated. Because every single person you ask will say, oh, Outback bread. That's why it's highly thought of. So you get it and it's like,
You know what the best chain restaurant bread appetizer is?
Hops.
Texas Roadhouse.
Red Lobster, cheesy biscuits.
Nah, Tony won.
You guys didn't even let me finish. It's the Red Lobster, cheesy biscuits.
Good. That's a good answer.
We got
it.
It's a
good
answer,
Jess. Good answer, Jess.
Yeah.
Just not the Texas Roadhouse.
You can't have the bread anymore.
I know. It's so depressing. I've never had the Texas Roadhouse rolls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I went to a Texas Roadhouse with you.
I know.
Melting in your mouth rolls and you're just watching from the
sidelines.
I can't eat them anymore.
What happens if you do?
It makes my tummy hurt. I have food intolerance.
Oh, what? That's it? That's all that is?
My tummy hurts every day.
Yeah. Some things are so good, it's worth the tummy ache afterwards.
I'm fully aware that my stomach issues would probably be a lot easier on me if I limited my intake on certain things. But I want to live. I'm willing to deal with the consequences.
I want to live without being in like crippling pain when I eat bread.
Yeah, just that, but fine. You've never tasted it.
Take a drip to the John.
Come on.
That's not how it works. I also get really bad brain fog when I eat it. That's something I've never admitted publicly
before. When you eat what? Grog.
When I have bread, I get brain fog.
Mm.
I feel really out of it afterwards.
Really?
I swear to God.
How?
I swear to God. I feel like I have like smoked a joint or something, but not like I don't have like the sillies. I don't know. I Google it. Some people with food intolerances, when they eat it, it like makes them feel really
out
of it.
I'm not going to Google it. There's no one that eats bread that
gets
into a brain fog afterwards.
Yeah,
it's not like you're
bread.
High. It's just like I'm like really sleepy and just like kind of groggy.
Like Snorlax?
Like it fatigues me. I sound crazy now, but I guarantee you there are people listening who have food intolerances that agree.
Do you like carbs?
I love carbs. I eat a ton of carbs.
Yeah.
I eat so much like corn tortillas and tortilla chips. That's like my main food group.
But do you like bread when you've had bread? Do you actually?
Yeah.
When's
the
last time you tried bread?
I eat bread every day, but it just doesn't have wheat in it. It's like different types
of flour. When's the last time you had bread with wheat in it?
Like 7 years ago.
And it was bad for you?
No, I like slowly stopped eating it and realized that I just felt a lot better when I didn't eat it and I had way more energy and I haven't had it since.
I love how Chris has solved gluten allergies with a trip to the John. That's all it takes.
I mean, it's
boom, bada bang, boom.
That's not it. That's not it.
I'm not so sure it is.
Like every time I go to a hibachi joint and I pour all that sauce in there, I'm like, I know how this ends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I eat unhealthy food
love
all the time
that
hurts my stomach. It's
like
not the same thing.
Love how that ends.
The journey's the best.
This is not the same as like, oh, I ate Taco Bell and I feel like shit. It's a different type of feeling. Like you feel like you can't, like it just...
Brain fog.
Yeah, like it's really unpleasant. It's just like you don't have energy, you feel like shit after.
But I have a weird relationship. I'm with Mike where I have a weird relationship with ice cream. I go into it knowing exactly what it is it's going to do to me the next day, but I still brave through that ice cream.
Well,
I mean, I love
it. Doesn't people with lactose intolerance, they get... Yeah, that's not what happens to me. I'm saying this right now.
You don't go to the gym?
Well, I do when I have to. But
what happens?
It's not like being lactose intolerant where like you eat it and then you're like literally sick to your stomach.
Have you ever asked Alexa to fart for you?
No.
You should do that.
Why would I ask her to do that?
Yeah, say, Alexa, give me a pooey fart. Which one's and Alexa? She'll do it.
I don't want anyone farting for me.
There are people listening to this podcast. Do you get the relief afterwards?
Yes.
Right.
Alexa,
you get the relief?
Make a pooey fart. I'd like to know that.
Why
that
would this be a feature?
Definitely somebody's,
home.
Yeah.
There's one home right now in America.
Dozens, I would say.
That goes, I made a pooey fart. Ask me to make a random fart. She does that. She's like, and you could ask Alexa.
How weird can we get with this?
Well, I've seen a video once. I learned about it because there was this one video of a guy's like, Alexa, whisper to me. And they were like dirty talking to one another. Wow. And he's like, fart, please. Fart, but in a whisper. And she, you want another fart? Yeah, I want another fart, Alexa.
Wow.
It's creepy.
This is weird.
You can ask Alexa to fart 75 times. You could ask Alexa to fart 200 consecutive times.
But why? But why would I do that?
Yeah, why?
Seems like a waste of Alexa's time. I mean,
comic relief. The novelty of it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you get actual relief, though? I mean,
Alexa, give me a ketchup bottle fart. Someone's really.
Are there different farts than Alexa does?
Sure. Yeah. Ketchup bottle fart was my favorite.
So, how did you learn the farts to ask Alexa to do?
Because once you ask Alexa to fart once, you open up a Pandora's box of Alexa volunteering different types of farts.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Mm. That's how I learned about the ketchup bottle fart.
Hmm. Which was your favorite?
Ketchup bottle fart is pretty dead on.
Just because of the name?
Yeah, and I like it when she says, I just made a pooey fart, because I never heard that one before. Pooey fart. Mm. Yeah, does anyone have an Alexa device right now? We can try it out.
But I was thinking about how Chris Whittingham said that double bubble F's him up. Yeah. That's how I feel when I eat bread. Mm. Does that make sense, Witty?
No. I'm looking at the types of farts that Alexa can produce right now.
Yeah.
They have the long and squeaky.
I've heard of it. Yeah, it's good.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
They have the cheek wobbling.
Don't remember that one.
No.
No.
Wait. Oh, those cheeks.
Yeah.
I'm reading a list of Alexa movie lines that she'll do with you. Oh, so you say, like, Alexa, you talking to me, she'll do the response to that.
I only have one Alexa.
Oh, they do have the ketchup.
I only have one Alexa device, and it's in her bedroom, so I have a lot of fun with that. Yeah. Yeah. Every time I'm kind of in the mood, just brush your teeth. Alexa, play Red Light Special by TLC. And then Cindy's always like, Alexa, shut up. And it's a fun little thing that we have.
They have the squeaky balloon fart.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
You have?
Yeah.
The pushing hard fart?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a waste, though. Like, I want to be the
person. Ketchup bottle fart.
I want to be the person that says, once I pushed hard enough to get the fart out. Mm. Does Alexa do that?
No, Alexa never really sounds relieved.
Mm.
I don't want to be that guy.
Which one is the Stugatz eats ice cream fart?
Should we be using this time to be solving cancer and stuff like that instead of teaching robots how to make farting noises?
Cool. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah, both.
Cancer's
not
still
double
real,
bubble.
Man.
Yeah.
Both.
What does double bubble do to you?
I get a migraine headache every time I have bubble gum.
What?
Bubble gum messed me. I have no idea.
Bubblicious?
The smell gives me in the realm of a headache.
What
I can't
kind of smell
bubble gum.
Wait, whoa. There's very different bubble gums. What smell gives you a headache?
Plain Jane bubble gum.
Do you have COVID?
No.
This is an all the time thing, Mike.
You can't taste bubble gum?
No. I'm saying it gives me a headache. Yeah, like okay. I have a rather strong sense of bubble gum.
His body rejects bubble gum.
Yeah.
All kinds of bubble gum.
What do you do if you're at a party and your breath is kind of ranky?
No, I mean like double bubble, like a piece of Orbit gum I'm fine with.
But how about like Bazooka?
Bazooka Fs me up.
How about like Big watermelon bubblicious?
Ooh, that's a good one, Bill.
Watermelon it probably would.
Oh my God.
Did you ever go to Sports Authority? They had like the Gatorade.
Oh,
gum.
Yeah.
That was the best. No?
Never had that.
Wow. You miss out. Do they still sell Gatorade gum?
I think so, yeah.
Huh.
I think Big League Chew F's me up, but I'm not certain.
Big League Chew is my favorite gum.
Gatorade gum was amazing, and then after 6 seconds, it's done.
So it's like Fruit Stripe?
No, yeah,
it's like
Fruit Stripe. How do you do with Fruit Stripe?
Fruit Stripe doesn't F me up because it only lasts for 11 seconds.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I hate that.
Ugh.
It was Cynthia.
Bezos should get on that. Instead of messing around with Alexa, make Fruit Stripe taste like Fruit Stripe for 10 minutes.
Hmm. 10? Why not shoot for the moon? 60?
Yeah, 60
I mean,
minutes.
Forever.
Other gums have figured this out. Five gum lasts forever.
Yeah, it does.
And he's coming up short and he's shooting for the moon.
Exactly.
Five gum also, like, that makes my tummy hurt.
Really?
The sugar alcohols.
Really?
But bubble gum in general doesn't last. The taste doesn't last.
Are you swallowing the gum?
In terms of...
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
Don't swallow gum. It's a dangerous game.
I need gum
game.
To... Why? My breath situation.
It sits in your stomach forever.
Seven years.
Yeah, look it up. 7 years.
That's not true. That's like an old wives' tale. It's not true.
Look it up.
That's one of those things our parents just told us to scare us, and it's not true. You don't have to wait a half
hour. Eat gum and poop it out in less than 7 years. Prove them wrong. It's impossible.
If James Bond can digest a USB,
it's not gum
thing. We humans can digest gum.
What about the 30 minutes after I eat? Do I have to do that? Is that real?
Oh, with the pool?
Yeah.
That's a load.
Don't do that. You'll drown.
That's a load of balls.
No, you'll drown. Don't do that. Well, I thought it just makes your tummy hurt.
No, you just drown. You might get a cramp.
You might get cramps.
You might get a cramp, and then you might drown.
I'm not having that.
No, it's true, Chris.
No, I'm not having that. The 30-minute rule felt like parents trying to, like, you know, distract the kids after eating.
Have you ever done it?
They don't want to jump in the pool, so I have to watch the kids in the pool.
There's a reason,
though. Yeah, I jump in straight after eating.
Wow.
Like, I don't believe
5 seconds later, I jump in the pool.
With his leather jacket.
A load of nonsense.
You jump in while chewing?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Do you realize?
I just finished eating. Like, that has to be the biggest load of nonsense.
And you jump in?
Yeah.
Are there no diving
signs? Full on cannonball.
Wow. Who is this guy?
Hey, listening audience, it's Mike Ryan, and you're a sports fan if you're listening to this show. Well, that's up for debate. You may not know this, but Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, that's key, and their low price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. I was actually in Baltimore last season, always wanted to check out that ballpark, and I actually went to the Game Time app to actually see exactly what I was dealing with, and on top of that, I got a killer deal. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
I jump and I can't dive.
That's not that surprising.
I don't know how to dive.
Have you tried?
Yeah.
What happens? You belly flop?
Yeah.
Every time.
I'm not good at it. I've conceded I'll never dive.
Do you do? I strike this, and correct me if I'm wrong here, and I'm sorry if you take offense to this. You strike me as the person that tries to do the cannonball, but only does the one leg and the other one ends up straight. Like, you don't do the two-leg cannonball.
I can't do it.
A complete cannonball is tough to actually execute.
It is.
To your point. Like,
what?
People always end up...
Especially
people always
you
end
get
up,
older.
You get up into the air, you get into the cannonball, but then it breaks. No, it Tony's breaks a good cannonballer.
It's very difficult to keep a tight cannonball. It is. Mm-hmm. It is.
But do you jump up high? What do you do?
No. I like a little running start.
Really?
A little leap. I always end up on
dangerous.
My back when I'm doing a cannonball.
You're doing it totally wrong.
I try to get up into the air so much that I end up like kind of falling back.
What?
Yep. So I end up like landing on my tailbone essentially.
So you do this too, Woody?
Yeah.
With sandwich in hand. You go to do the cannonball and you land on your back.
Sandwich in hand, yeah. And I usually, like, I'm not normally cannonballing into like Olympic swimming pools. So I'm usually grazing the bottom a little bit and it's always you back first.
Wait, how are you jumping?
So it's like it's a very deliberate run up. It's a slow run up to get as much height on the leap as possible. And then you go plowing through the surface of the water and your back hits the ground. Yeah. Also, I have
want to see him do it.
I have from the Mayo
go do a cannonball right now.
I have from the Mayo Clinic swallowing gum not being harmful. Although chewing gum is designed to be chewed and not swallowed, it generally isn't harmful if swallowed. Folklore suggests that swallowing gum sits in your stomach for seven years before it can be digested, but this isn't true.
What?
Well, whatever.
Swallow gum. Everyone knows. Did you really still think it stays in your stomach
Mayo's
for 7 years?
Yeah,
Our bodies digest the most disgusting things that are in all of our food, but I couldn't do gum? Why?
The gum doesn't to you. It's the gum doesn't stay in your stomach. It moves relatively intact through your digestive system and is excreted in your stool.
7 years later.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah,
no, but whatever. Unless you're going to do that roller coaster. Yeah. You know there's a roller coaster in Animal Kingdom that helps you get out kidney stones.
What?
Yeah.
Stop
it's the Yeti like mountain one, whatever it's called. Yeah, Everest. Yeah. The movement and the way that it does helps you get some kidney stones out. Look it up. I'm telling you. No, kidney stones. It'll shoot the stone right out. So maybe
a new segment. Look it up, I'm telling you.
No, for real. Look it up. Chris, look it up. You can find it. What do you mean, how do you pass it? Well, yeah. It would be a dry pass.
So Mount Everest makes you pee.
No, dry pass. That one, if we're going to be honest, when you do that, spoiler alert, if you haven't been on the roller coaster, I don't know if you can spoil roller coasters, but if you do that, the part where you go backwards in the circle really fast sometimes is like my double bubble situation and my bread situation, where I get like drowsy and I'm like, am I going to like pass out because of like this quick movement going backwards? Also, we haven't addressed this yet and we really should. Kim Kardashian. Pete Wentz.
Oh, Pete Davidson. No, Pete Davidson.
Yeah, whatever. Davidson.
Pete Wentz.
Is that a real thing? I saw there was a picture on the internet of them holding hands on some ride.
Yeah.
Is that all we have as evidence, or are they actually a thing?
What's happening?
What? I think that's all we have.
No, that's what I'm saying. What's happening?
You often hold hands with someone on a.
If I get nervous,
if it's scary, I would.
It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, but they went to an amusement park as a date, which, by the way, like,
could have been a friendship date.
Yeah, free.
Come on. What's wrong with that, Mike?
No.
I'm with Mike. You kind of would lock arms if you're just friends. The holding of hands is.
No, if I was scared, I would hold hands.
Pete Davidson doesn't play Friends, okay?
But it's not exactly like they did this incognito. You know, like, they got something out of the whole picture muttered, and everything.
I heard. Pete Davidson, always DTF. This is just what it is.
Huh. It's got to be good, right?
What?
His penis?
I mean, just in general, the experience.
Everyone talks about his penis.
Who's everyone? I've never had a conversation with anyone about
it. I've heard about his penis.
It's a known thing that he has a big penis.
The BDE thing started with Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Because someone said that about him.
Yeah, I know, but tell the people. What's BDE?
Are you saying that Pete Davidson, if he's holding your hand, has no interest in being your friend? He has interest in...
Pete Davidson is looking for other things.
SNL cast members do incredibly well.
It's weird.
Yeah, because of the parties.
Is it?
You're with somebody the entire week, then you have that big release of, we did it, we worked so hard, and then we have this big
party. The literal release.
We have this big party at the end of the week.
It goes until 3 in the morning.
Yes. That's where the shit happens, Whittingham.
I want to go to an SNL rap party so bad. Well, not with this cast, though.
Mm.
All they did was hold hands on a ride. Like, we're jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, but what Mike is saying is Pete Davidson is holding your hand for a reason.
But it seems opportunistic to me.
Given what we know about whenever they're photographed in public with somebody else, that is like shooting 100% from the field.
This is for
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, I'm going to say this, have had sex.
Whoa.
Wow. All right, you might get sued. Just say allegedly in there somewhere.
Why are you slut-shaming Pete Davidson?
We're not talking about a crime.
I think they've had sex.
It needed to be said.
I think they went on a roller coaster.
And that's it.
That's it.
I think she was scared, and so was he, so they held hands.
Good friend.
Scared here.
Wow, you don't believe she's really scared there.
I think they rode Space Mountain.
The fingers are interlocked. This is not just like your hands are holding.
Wow,
like,
that is a good call.
They're interlocked.
Okay. I'm changing my mind. Interlocked fingers, that's different. That's very intimate. The inside of the finger,
they bumped
very
uglies.
Intimate spot.
Yeah,
they bumped uglies. Come on, say it with me, with conviction.
Wow. Say it, Smitty.
Conviction.
Yeah, you think they're going slow? You think they're playing it slow? You think Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson are slow playing the romance?
I think all they've done so far is interlock fingers.
No, man.
Are you out of your mind?
Until I see more evidence.
Maybe reckless of me, but I.
Until I see more evidence,
I'm going to judge this book by the cover.
Mike, how many times is
romantic,
Pete...
Romantic, but not doing it.
How many times does Pete interlock hands before he's having sex?
Apparently
a lot. I mean, I read the gossip columns.
Anybody that I've ever seen Pete Davidson photographed with, he's had sex with, and that includes Pablo Torre.
Wait, why don't we ask Pablo what's going on? Oh, we can't talk to him.
About the penis?
No, I have a bit of a logjam with my ESPN request, so I have to... prioritize.
I mean, I can't think of anything more important than this.
World Series.
I will say, no one cares. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson smooched in an SNL skit, but since it's acting, it doesn't count.
But I didn't get anything from that.
They didn't
did
have
you guys?
Kissing chemistry. They not did not have all. Kissing chemistry.
Not at all.
You can tell a lot by that, and it didn't look like...
It was awkward. Yeah.
But one kiss leads to...
You can just tell when people kiss. No. You can tell if it's forever when you watch people kiss.
But wasn't the point of the sketch that like they that didn't have chemistry?
How, Chris?
I think that was the punchline.
No.
Celebrity.
I don't think they're going to be together forever.
I don't... Yeah.
Do you think that this is Kim's like response to the Machine Gun Kelly stuff?
and the Travis Barker and all that.
They both love big and crazy, Kim and Pete.
Yeah, like so. She's like, oh, Courtney.
They might get married and have that.
She's like, oh, Courtney, you want a bad boy? I can get a bad boy, too.
Did you see what Courtney did, by the way?
What?
Courtney didn't seem to be there for Kim's episode, but the next week, Machine Gun Kelly or Travis Barker, whoever was there, and she was there for that.
Machine Gun Kelly is dating Megan Fox.
The
She's
same.
Not in the Kardashian
no,
family.
They're always surprising by great
they're the same.
Travis Barker, Machine Gun Kelly.
The four of them, I'll say what Mike said. The four of them have had sex together.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. No, that you have to.
The four of who?
Oh, my God.
The four of who? Give us the four.
MGK.
Right.
Yeah. Amanda Fox? Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Who's Amanda Fox?
Her sister. And then, who the hell is that? And then, whatever, man. Those four people. They've been hanging out together everywhere.
Whatever,
Travis Barker, Kourtney Kardashian, right. Megan Fox, man. And MJK. GK. Damn it.
It's like 17 fines right there.
Like three.
You think they've all had sex together?
I do. After that one, there was...
This show's getting ugly.
So Sleep Pete Wentz is like the out. Like yeah.
Pete
response
Davidson.
To it. Davidson, whatever.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
The good thing Who's is, Pete Wentz?
The good thing is
Pete
Chris...
Pete Wentz was in Fall Out Boy.
That's the guy I told the shit out of at the concert.
That's the guy with the
yeah.
face. That's the guy with the face.
Yeah, he, yeah
the guy
the
with
one.
The face.
You know.
I would love to see someone try to sue you because I can't even follow. You've gotten so many names wrong that I think you're legally protected.
Pete Wentz is the guy with the face. Everyone knows what we're talking about.
The
right?
Who are the four people having sex?
Why know. Do you have us in legal peril when there's no crime being committed?
Yeah. That's we're the alleging only... things among celebrities. They're very litigious.
He
I don't
slandered. Okay, but like, no you, sue can't, you slander someone about crimes.
He slandered Amanda Fox.
Yeah, that's true.
That he did.
True. And the guy with the face.
And Pete Wentz.
Also,
everyone knows what I mean when I say that.
Also, the burden of proof for celebrities with slander is very high.
It's reckless and wait, I forgot it.
Yeah,
oh, we should have played
reckless endangerment.
Intentional malice and reckless disregard for the truth. That's the standard.
You know, we have something that actually protects us legally.
Time to throw away all journalistic credibility and get reckless. Here is something we like to call reckless speculation.
That's
You're
what I'm
all good.
There you go. Everyone.
He's not a normal guy. Jost is not a normal guy.
Colin Jost?
ScarJo.
ScarJo?
And his brother's on Impractical Jokers, as Tony points out.
He is not even close to as cool as Pete Davidson and Travis Barker.
That, so true.
Like you can Jost.
What do you mean?
He's just famous. He's fine.
Nah, he's
But he's not on this level of like, these guys just have a vibe.
He's kind of like a Harvard thing. Women gravitate to the Colin Jost height.
But ScarJo... Yeah. What about Keenan?
Colin Jost does not do it for me. Keenan holding Kim Kardashian's hand at a roller coaster would have been a huge shock for me.
Wow.
What are you doing there?
Why?
No, it's because he's married and older. And has never been linked to another celebrity.
What are you doing with Jost, though? Good looking
what?
Guy. You
what
said,
Bill,
you said
what's Billy
do it
doing?
For me.
It's just like a lacrosse bro vibe for me.
Okay. Just, I understand
I bet
that.
You, I, look, we're doing reckless. Sue me. Colin Jost, I think you've played lacrosse.
What's wrong with that?
I'd bet dollars and donuts that you've played lacrosse.
That is offensive.
Yeah.
I'll look it up right now.
His brother's like a
Colin
appendage.
Jost's brother is on Impractical.
He's an appendage. Yeah.
Wait a
What's
second.
His first name?
Casey.
Casey Jost?
Yeah.
Amanda Jost.
Yeah, he's like a producer or something. He's on the whole.
Casey Jost?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Never seen this.
I don't believe that his hair is gray.
I agree.
Wow, yeah. They have very tall hair.
Yeah. What are they hiding?
Brothers. Great volume.
Tear.
I just, of all the people at the party, I don't know that Colin Jost is the one that I'd be like, let's hang out.
Right. Scarlett Johansson?
ScarJo.
Yeah. I loved Scarlett Johansson.
You think Kim went to that party?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't
That's
know.
Where they met. It's where Pete and her met.
No, I don't think so. I think this is for
My
attention.
My hall passes have remained the same since I was like a teenager.
Jost has never played
ScarJo
the cross.
And Natalie Portman.
You never played the cross.
We will stay there.
Jessica Biel.
Tell me you're 35 without telling me you're 35. My hall passes are Scarlett Johansson and Natalie Portman.
You know what Colin Jost does have?
What?
He has a very punchable face. Like you want to just punch him right in the f***ing mug.
He's said that before.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
but you know that if you
it.
Punch that face, he's suing you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. His lawyers are good. You're losing that one.
Colin Jost does not believe he has a punchable face. No. He's been told he has a punchable face, so he has to make fun of himself.
Come on, he has to know.
He has one.
No, he has to know.
He has one. But I think he's self-conscious about it. I think he's like, I have a punchable face.
Why was that his voice?
Because he's only begrudgingly acknowledging that he has a punchable face. He doesn't believe that.
I dare you to punch my face. That's what he sounds like.
He actually does know it. He admitted it.
No, he doesn't know it.
Okay, but he's saying that because so many people have probably told him, I have a punchable face. Yes.
He said, I have a punchable face. I know I do.
I got to be honest with you. I'm just thinking this out now and like the trend of where the celebrity dating's going. I feel like you know who's primed for like a big celebrity hookup is Steve-O from Jackass. Yeah, he has kind of like that same type vibe and also like the super famous. Like
so Steve-O and Chloe?
Colin Jost has a book called A Very Punchable Face, a memoir. That's what his book is called.
But he's sinking into it, according to Whittingham.
You think he came up with that?
When he's like, I still don't think it's a punchable face.
Yeah. Also, like, this is going to be rude, but like, what do I care about Colin Jost's life that I'm going to read his memoir?
Right.
What does he have to say?
Don't you only write a memoir when you've actually like finished living or finished living a stage
like
of your life?
Weekend update guy.
He's still in the middle of Saturday Night Live.
Once
you leave Saturday Night Live, then you can write a memoir.
It's where you put the anchors that can't make the 11 o'clock news a weekend.
He's only 39.
I feel like minimum 60 for a memoir. Unless you're the president.
I think there's some people who have like been through enough life experiences that like I would read their memoir.
Why don't we do this?
Like
guys?
Who?
Like Monica Lewinsky. I would read her memoir. She's not 60.
How old is Jost?
He's 39.
39.
At the age of 39.
That's like Mike writing a memoir.
When did he write it?
Like
when did he write it? Because if it wasn't this year, then he wrote it like 36.
Published July of 20.
Oh my God. And probably took him like a year to write
it. Greta Thunberg has a book, but it's not. I don't think it's
a
memoir.
That's not a memoir. It's about climate change.
What? His punchable face is about climate change?
No, Greta Thunberg's book is about
one of us should write a memoir now.
Who?
One of us.
Why don't we guys?
Roy is
guys.
Around that age. He should write a memoir.
Listen, everybody.
Wow, that's impressive, writing a book at 16.
Guys, everybody listen. Let's do this. And this is going to take a considerable amount of effort and time on our parts. Let's start a book club and start with Colin Jost's book.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm in.
How many pages is it?
Doesn't matter. I'm listening
to it. If it's over 50, I'm out.
I would read it on Audible.
Same here.
You're not reading on Audible.
Yes, you are.
Don't do this again, Woody.
We've already talked about this. We'll both remember a book the same way.
I like Billy's idea, though. Book club. I mean, I don't, but I do.
Yeah, you want to follow through?
I can't think of an idea that's worse for you than a book club.
How about this? I'll give you Seth Wickersham's book.
Ooh, no.
You listen.
Jost.
Why that book?
We all have to listen to it. Ooh, Alice Cooper is a new Audible original.
Well, he's old enough to have a memoir.
That guy's lived. Listening.
Who is?
Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
Who I really am. Words plus music.
Ooh, yeah, I'm going to read the hell out of that music.
Guys, just in case anyone was wondering, A Very Punchable Face, a memoir right now on sale on Audible audiobook from $28 to $0.
Well, I have credits on Audible. Hang on. I may add it.
Ooh.
I've got...
No, geez. Zero.
Got 4 hours zero. Left on Dave Grohl.
How many pages is that?
I think for me or for normal people?
Normal people.
You listen to pages faster than others?
Well, yeah, I do.
1.5 times speed.
No, 1.7 audible.
You can't be absorbing any information.
That's
You're
really
doing
fast.
It just to
He retains it better, he says.
You want to hear it?
Yeah,
no,
I want to hear it.
I don't know if I can do that. Hang on. Let me pick a book
Colin
that won't get me sued.
Colin Jost's book has 94% liked it on Google.
Really?
I can't play you an excerpt from any of the
Does it sound like this? Is it like
what about Kate Fagan's
like this?
Book?
No, it's
I went to a concert this weekend. It was a lot of fun. I had a couple beers and then we added a little bit.
Yeah, Kate Fagan's book. Does she have an audit?
I read it on Audible. It was so good. Highly recommend for anyone who
well,
hasn't,
I don't want to use
hasn't
a credit
read it
for
on
this,
Audible
so
yet.
I hope it's
well,
included.
Well, do the sample. It's a really good book.
Your brain adjusts, though, to 1.5 times speed to where it sounds normal.
Yep.
I think Stu Gatz, when I listen to Stu Gatz back on the podcast at normal speed, I think he sounds drunk.
Well, I do.
Like, you sound normal to me at 1.5 times speed.
We were destined. It was a sharp turn from seeing him as a big, scary-looking stranger to appreciating the gentle but powerful forward on the basketball team.
This is way too fast.
This is 1.6.
That's decent.
It's not enjoyable in any way.
I really hope her publisher doesn't sue us.
You don't think Kate would step in?
in January of 1976.
So, Chris, 1.5 times speed, I sound normal. Yes. Put me back to normal, I sound hammered?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, half speed for you.
Which is more enjoyable?
It's weird because when we're in person, I don't hear you as drunk. It's only when I listen back to you on the podcast.
Yeah.
But I think of you in 1.5 times speed.
Okay.
This Seth Wickersham book is 19 hours long.
So it's probably 9 hours at 1.5 speed, right?
It's a deep dive.
That is crazy. Wait, hang on. Let me see if I did one that was longer. I'm going through my finish.
I think the longest book that I read on Audible was like a David McCullough book that was like 48 hours long. Lasted me a while. And no, because I slept and eat and stopped listening to it. But yeah, that was a long read.
That is nuts. That is longer than two of the books that I've read combined. Oh my God, 19 hours. This Alice Cooper one's 2 hours and 9 minutes. I'll get that on the drive home at 1.7. Wow.
Have we agreed on a book? I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, we're doing Colin Jost's memoir. Yeah.
All right.
Very when do we have to read it by?
By the 2013 party.
Okay, I can do that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.